All right, thank you for joining the Obsolete Gamer Show. I am Jay LaRock, and today we are happy to be joined once again by Jonathan Wendell, also aka Fatality, 12-time World FPS Champion. Hey, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show again, buddy.
No problem. So this Gakukan cruise is coming up in just about 12 days, and I wanted to get your thoughts on that. But before we go into that, I was looking at your Twitter feed, and I was seeing that you were out at CES. Can you tell us about, you know, what's been going on with you and what was happening at CES this year?
Well, you know, I go to CES a lot in the computer conventions. I built a brand around, kind of my fame as a gamer to make products for gamers. So Fatality Gaming Gear, basically I make products for gamers for, about 15 years now. So I've been making everything, started from the mouse pads and making, these are the headphones that I'm making right now.
Nice.
And these are, we just debuted these at CES this year. These are the FXM200. So basically these are like really ultra light gaming headphones. And then also you have removable microphones, so you can plug the microphone in very easily right in the side. So if you want to have a microphone, you can plug it right in the side and have it like that.
Nice. Yeah, that's really cool, because a lot of times, you know, like you have headphones where you can kind of like push it in, but then, you know, other ones it's attached and you have to like move it out the way if you're using like another mic, or you just don't want to use mics, you're just using sound. That's really cool. That's detachable like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, people, you know, these headphones are for gamers that play on the PS4, Xbox, mobile gaming, also PC gaming. So it's a very versatile gaming headset, basically for all gamers that, you know, want to have that comfort and durability, but also have that, you know, pure monster sound in the headset. So these are our newest Fatality branded products. And we also released some new Fatality Intel gaming motherboards. So those are coming out right now too. So a bunch of new product coming out in the market. So CES is kind of the place you go show it off and announce it to the world that, hey, this is what we're doing. And but yeah, CES is also a great time to talk to other people to build on future business. So I went there also for to discuss on expanding the brand and the product line. So I use CES and not only to market, but also to do research and to build new relationships in the space.
Yeah, that's really interesting, because, you know, a lot of people who have an opportunity to get into gaming, whether it's through professional gaming or other means, you know, they always talk about trying to make those connections, and you being so successful, not only in your gaming career, but also as an entrepreneur and business owner. Can you just give us, like, I guess the people that question, like, how important that is building those relationships? I mean, CES, E3, you know, I see a lot of people meeting and talking. It's not just parties and checking out games, so.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, the thing is, there's, I mean, you can meet people in many different ways. I mean, some people do business where they meet online in a game and play together and they just want to see how you are as a person. You know, but for me, I just, you know, I'm in a fortunate situation where everyone kind of knows me. So it's very easy to set up meetings and so forth and to talk to a lot of people. And, you know, I have a big dream and a vision for Fatality brand to keep growing. So, I mean, we're already worldwide, but it's a matter of like expanding that product line and building more products for gamers and, you know, truly being like the esports lifestyle brand for gamers. And, I started back in 2002, I sponsored some gamers, some tournaments and so forth, and kind of just kept doing that over the years. And, it's a company that was built by a gamer that's lived in the battlefield. And, it's not someone just like, hey, we're making gaming gear or something like that. So it's, there's a lot of weight and a lot of trust that people have with my brand.
Yeah, I was going to say that I've seen that when people run things from experience, you know, you get a lot more out of it. You know, you have, of course, the experience starting with it, but that it's also understanding the culture, the people that you're marketing to. Would you say that overall you've probably also experienced other people who maybe they're not fully from a gaming background selling gaming equipment? Is there something that you bring that is, you know, just stands out that makes gamers say, hey, you know, besides respecting you as a gamer, I want to buy those products?
Well, the thing is, I know how to win. So I try to educate people on why you're buying Fatality products, like why you buy a Fatality motherboard, why do you buy Fatality headphones. So I have the insight of, you know, playing, you know, 8+ hours a day throughout my career. And even still today, I mean, I still play probably 2-6 hours a day of Overwatch, because I'm just, you know, I like the game a lot, and a lot of my friends are playing. But yeah, I was always a step ahead of the competition in my competitive play, but I was also a step ahead of people inventing products, because I knew what it took to win the game. And so being a player and being in that position, I was always inventing in my own mind of what I would want to improve my game. And then when I realized that I was doing this for myself, I was like, why don't I do it for other people? And so, because I was already, I was telling people, go buy this, go buy that, get this, get that. You need to tune your settings like this. You need to have this kind of monitor. So I was always really adamant about what I needed to win. And I was always educating people. And then there's times when I was like, man, if this was invented, that would be really cool. And we should make that. So the movable microphone feature that I invented back in 2005 was the first removable microphone in the marketplace. So that was something that, you know, I was ahead of the curve and knew what gamers wanted before they even had it. The same thing with the large mouse pad. I mean, the printer pad in general was something you could buy at CompUSA. So it's a really big mouse pad, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, it was marketed as a printer pad, and I saw it and I was like, wow, this is a really good big mouse pad. And so, you know, for 3 years, I increased their sales. I called up and talked to that company. I'm like, hey, like, how's your sales going? And they were like, it's actually, our sales have tripled. You know, and I'm like, you know, just being very confident, I said, you're welcome. We had a good laugh on the phone and so forth. And then I was like, I'd really like you to make my product for me, the Fatality mouse pad. I like to use what you guys have already created, because I love it so much and I win with it. And but I want to bring this to Europe and Asia. And so gamers in Europe and Asia didn't have this product yet. This was like a USA only sold product. So I'm always looking for things to bring to the market, something new and different, and educate people on how to take advantage of it.
So you said that you're playing Overwatch. How is the Twitch stream and all that going? I mean, that Overwatch in itself has just been blowing up. I know that, you know, Blizzard really wanted to get it up there so it could be up there with like League of Legends as far as pro gaming.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like the top 3 or top 5 for most watched games right now on Twitch. I haven't been streaming a whole lot of Twitch lately. I've been really busy just working on the business and so forth. But one of the things I always talk about is, you know, people that live stream, especially on a single PC streaming setup, because a lot of the guys who are really making money at, they have two PC setups, so they can stream really high quality and also play to their full potential of like playing on their own designated computer. But a lot of people don't have enough money to buy two computers. So what I suggest is to these players, like, you know, the reason why we make the Fatality Gaming motherboards is so you can overclock it, because the OBS and XSplit are going to take a huge amount of resources from your CPU. And to get those frames back, you really need to overclock your computer. So I overclock mine from 3.2 to 4.6 gigahertz. And like in games like Battlefield and so forth, where I was getting like 90 or 100 frames per second, you know, and sometimes it peaks 144, whatever. But when I overclocked it, I was 144 solid all the time. So overclocking your computer while you live stream on a single PC setup is pretty much vital to playing to your full potential.
Overall, what drew you to Overwatch? I mean, I love that kind of CTF style, you know, and I love the fact that it's teamwork based. So it's, you have people go into a game like that and think, hey, I'm going to be solo and do it all alone. But no, it's, you really have to play in a team or you'll get wrecked.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like you're only as good as your weakest link, you know. So and the games today are built to be like this kind of you have to rely on everyone. And yeah, it's addictive. It's fun. It's fun to play with friends. It's easy to play. Easy matchmaking. The overall cosmetics of the game, of how it looks visually and how the characters are laid out, is also appealing to a lot of people. Is probably going to be the next big esports game. I believe in that. And you know, it's just a lot of fun to play with friends. You know, I mean, I hop on with my friends every night and play the game, and you know, yelling and screaming at each other and talking smack, and you know, it's just fun to play the game and get the competitive juices flowing.
I was curious because, you know, with your experience in a game like League of Legends, obviously we see how big that is, and it's using one map. But of course, there's lots of different strategies, lots of different characters, you know, their strengths, weaknesses versus each other, things like that. What is your opinion about the difference between playing a game like that where you're still going to end up playing a character that you like if you're top, middle lane, ACD, whatever, but it is one map versus a game like Overwatch where you can also pick a lot of different characters, but you have a lot of different map dynamics?
Yeah, I mean, in Overwatch, it's, you know, every character has a counter. So it's being able to dissect your opponent and dissect the map and pick the right character to maximize that potential win. So when I play the game, like, you know, if there's a Widowmaker, you just pick Winston, right? If there's a lot of tanks, you pick Reaper to do your DPS character. You know, some of these are like the basic things, right? So these are a lot of the basic things that people just don't know yet. But as time grows and grows, you know, the more of the masses and the mainstream gamers that play Overwatch will know that. Of course, all the high-level players already know all the counters, and they're sometimes even the top players are just focusing on executing ults better. And so it's not so much about the gameplay, you know, in between. It's more about, like, how can we execute these ults and make this happen perfectly as a team. So it's interesting when you're playing with a bunch of random guys online or just having, like, you know, a dolo queue set up, and you have four other strangers you're playing with. But, you know, what I have found pretty successful is I just, you know, if someone wants to go damage, I'll let them go damage. I'll do like a tank or support or something like that. And then if they don't do well, and we lose that round, I'll just say, hey, let me take over damage and you go support this time. So you have to almost be good at, like, you know, tricking people and like playing a mind game with people just so you won't, put them on tilt. Because if you tell someone, like, you should never do that, you should never go that, and everyone gets so upset and angry, yeah, you're guaranteed you're gonna lose. Like, it's definitely gonna happen. It's a ton of fun to play. I mean, I'm looking forward to playing another 2 to 6 hours again today. I just got done playing tennis for the last 3 hours. I've been trying to keep fit as much as possible. But I still love playing my video games, and I'm pretty excited. I got my new setup here, so I'm excited to play some more.
So the Gakukan cruise, it's awesome. I like the idea because it's a gamer cruise, taking a convention and putting it on a boat. Now, of course, there's going to be other people there who are not part of the cruise, but having a big group of people come together, gamers, all that on a cruise, you know, sounds really interesting. So I'm happy to be part of that. How did you get in contact, to come to the Gakukan cruise?
They just reached out to me. I mean, I've been getting a lot of press and a lot of media. So there's just a lot of buzz around the Fatality name, not only for a brand, but as like kind of like my story. Players Tribune just did a piece on me, called me like the original. And it's a story that we wrote together and kind of like explaining like really the magnitude of what I did when I did it. Now I'm more into the role of like being, you know, more of like a legend, but, you know, a CEO of an esports brand and, you know, building that up. So it's just really exciting times, and it's nice to be invited to these kind of events. I love hanging out with gamers in general. I wish there was more gamers in Las Vegas. I've only found like two really good Overwatch players in this whole town. I'm like on the hunt to find like anyone that's like close to over 3,000, and if they can push over 4,000, that would be even better. I love hanging out with the gamers and playing games and, you know, just chatting about, esports and, you know, all the games that we play.
So I obviously been to your town, Las Vegas. It's awesome, of course. But now you're coming to my town in Miami, even though it's going to be really short, but you then get on the cruise. But so tell us, what do you know about Miami? Have you been here before?
My friends, we had a house on Venetian Island. And it's so funny, the address was actually 1337. So it was like, it was almost too good to be true. I was like, I want to buy this house just for the address. We had a house down there for like a year and a half or so. So I got to spend time in Miami, and, you know, I've went down there taking, some cruise, you know, my friends, you know, we get like a bunch of people together and we'd like rent a boat to drive down to Bahamas and so forth and spend a day down there and so forth for like New Year's one year. And, Yeah, I mean, Miami is an amazing place. I know it gets hot and sticky in the summer, but, you know, I was there in the winter a lot of times too, and it was always nice.
What about overall cruises? Because, you know, most people have been on cruises, but a lot of people at the same time, you know, they stay away either because they don't like the idea of being on a boat, or they don't like being packed in with a lot of people. Like, what's your view on cruises?
You know, I've only been on one cruise, and it was like for, I think like 2 days, 3 nights. And it went by so fast. I mean, I just remember hanging out by the pool with everyone and just kind of like having a good time. I actually worked out a lot when I was on the boat. Just, you know, it kept me fresh, I guess. Yeah, I'm excited for this cruise. This is gonna be a longer cruise. This will be the longest cruise I've ever done in my life. You know, I feel like I've been pretty much everywhere in the world besides Antarctica, but to go on a cruise for 4 or 5 days, that'll definitely be interesting.
Yeah, and you know, I've seen that you've been, you know, really generous as far as interviews. I'm glad that we've been able to talk to you a bunch of times, and you've talked with obviously a lot of other publications. Just overall, like when you go to a convention, you know, what is your view just interacting with fans and stuff, especially now that you're going to be like on a boat, you can't escape.
You know, I mean, I'm really friendly and lighthearted. I like to laugh a lot and be humorous. I'm going to have a good time, I think. So, you know, just, you know, people are really going to meet me one-on-one and so forth to spend some time with me. I think they're really going to get to know me a little bit better. And I think that's gonna be good. So I think for people to spend more time with me, it'll be beneficial.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, they're gonna have things like quests on there. They're gonna have LAN events. They're gonna have the seminars where you can talk to various people. So it's always good to get that, because sometimes at a larger convention, you know, you only get a few minutes, or maybe you see them on stage, but this is a little bit more intimate. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, I was saying, like, I think they have me book like an hour each day where I have to like make an appearance or do something. So I think it'll be something like this, like where we're talking and so forth, or hanging out, or, you know, hopefully playing some Overwatch. I might have to bring my computer down there and make sure I'm ready to play. But yeah, I'm pretty excited for it.
Yeah, and also they're going to have like cosplay. Do you personally have like a favorite type of cosplay that you like to see? Like when you see it, it's like, wow, that's awesome.
Well, you know, I mean, I remember when guys did the Team Fortress 2, you know, loadouts, wherever, you know, like the whole team. Like, I went to a Comic-Con, I think in Dallas, I think, or something like that. And these, you know, Team Fortress 2 characters were all together, like 10 of them. And I was like, wow, this is like the best thing ever. And so I want a picture with you guys. And, you know, when I was younger, I always wanted to do that kind of stuff. I think it would just be fun. I mean, I still do it as, you know, as an adult on Halloween. You know, who doesn't dress up for Halloween? Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, I feel like in Vegas, it's cosplay here every day. Yes. But no, I mean, on Halloween, it's insane here too. But yeah, it's I think if I saw some people dress up as some Overwatch characters and so forth, I'd be pretty excited about it. I would dig that.
So the cruise is on January 26th to the 30th. What else do you have going on?
That's about it. Just, you know, getting ready for that, I guess. You know, we just finished CES, so just wrapping up a lot of the meetings and the people I met here at the show. Just, you know, continue to work on expanding the Fatality brand. And I'm pretty excited for 2017. I think 2017, 2018 are going to be some interesting years. So, you know, especially with esports blowing up right now, I mean, there's just so many different avenues I can go down. So it's kind of like just, you know, picking the right one.
Definitely. Definitely. So, overall, like when you see how esports have been blowing up on, you know, just think about it. 20 years ago, people didn't even think that they'd ever have a path to be able to do gaming like this. Now you can work in gaming from the production level, from the programming level, art, everything, to actually being able to be successful as, you know, professional gamer. Obviously, you're one of the originals, one of the legends, but what do you think of just the idea that now any kid can grow up and if they have the skills can be successful?
I think it's amazing. I mean, I support it 1,000%, you know, I mean, you know, being the first full-time professional gamer, I've always had this envision that it would get to this level. So, you know, every day doing these interviews with you and, you know, with interviews across the world, I've just been, you know, trying to be an ambassador to the whole esports, you know, coming. You know, I mean, I literally call it like, you know, esports is the sport of the 21st century. I mean, this is it's happening, and people want to buy the teams and want to be a part of these organizations, and anything esports right now is hot. So everyone's trying to be a part of it somehow. And, you know, gamers that are able to make it on Twitch and on YouTube as personalities and as entertainers, to professional gamers making, you know, their salaries and winning the big checks. I think it's just, I think it's just amazing. It's surreal. I can't allow how to say it. Like it's insane. And awesome all at once. So, you know, the people that are making millions of dollars, you know, every year, you know, sometimes even in a month, it's just amazing that, you know, gaming has come that far, and everyone's able to kind of cash in on it to some degree. It's an exciting space. I think it's going to continue to grow, and there's continuing to be new ways to be involved in it. And, you know, the people that work the hardest and try the hardest are the ones who make the top.
You know, often just when you're new or when you're one of the first people and you do something great like that, it's awesome in that respect. Cause it's like, wow, this guy, you know, you have people, I mean, I've had people say, hey, you know, I got into gaming cause I watched Fatality. I know about him, things like that. So, but at the other hand, have you ever thought to yourself, hey, what would have happened if I was, you know, doing my gaming, if I was at my peak, you know, for lack of a better term, during this time where you see sports like on esports on ESPN and things like that?
Well, you know, I mean, I think it's, I mean, some of the gamers are making a, you know, a killing right now every month, you know, through Twitch and Twitter. Like, you know, when I was playing, we didn't have Twitch, we didn't have YouTube, we didn't have all that stuff. So, I mean, my life would have been a lot different, but then again, there wouldn't have been, you know, the legacy of being the first full-time professional gamer either. So, you know, I think, you know, I know I'm happy with what I've done, and it's, you know, it's, you know, someone had to be the first, and, you know, and so that's kind of like where I came in, and I just took it all the way. So, and I still haven't stopped. So this is kind of like the, what happens after you game. So a lot of people are learning from me, not only from like competing in esports, like setting a standard there, but like, you know, how do you transcend from, you know, esports professional to like entrepreneur or whatnot.
Yeah. And hey, look, not only will people have a chance to see you hang out if they want to come out and do the Gakukan cruise coming up in the 12 days, but also if someone's out there in Las Vegas and got some elite Overwatch skills, now they know your contact.
Give me a buzz on Twitter at Fatality. I'll if you live in Vegas, I'll be interested in playing with you. And, you know, if you make the cut, we'll maybe play a lot more together. But so far I've only found two.
Awesome. Hey, well, I want to thank you very much for coming on and talking with us today. It was great.
All right. Thank you for having me again.